Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 225 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image, two desks, indicating that Mr. Frank sat down in the chair at that desk, and he told him to sit at the other desk, and Mr. Frank told him to write some notes. He was asked by some of the officers to write what Mr. Frank told him to write, and he sat down there and wrote one note, and I believe I know the note he wrote, and I don't know whether he wrote one or two, and that Mr. Frank handed him some money, and that later he took it back, and I don't remember whether he gave him the cigarettes and money before or after this, I don't recall. Anyway, when he was in here, after he had written the notes for the officers, I found it was time for me to get in the office with my copy. He hadn't finished, he was still sitting there, and I telephoned into the office for relief, someone to relieve me, and I went to the office and I left him there in the office and I went in. I judge it was about 12:15 when Conley got there. I must have gotten there 5 minutes before that time. I left about 1 o'clock. They rushed Conley right up the steps, and probably 2 or 3 minutes after he got up there, he began enactment, and he went very rapidly. We sort of trotted to keep behind him. Questions were constantly asked him by 4 or 5 of the officers. I got out a good deal of Conley's talking, just how much I have no way of indicating. He was talking constantly, except when interrupted by questions. I didn't time it when I got there. When I got to the office from the police station, it was 12:10, and I walked down just about 1.5 blocks. Conley got there, I should say, about 5 minutes after I did. I left a little after 1, probably 5 or 10 minutes. It would be a difficult thing for me to estimate how much time it took Conley to enact what he did, leaving out the conversation he had with different men. While he was acting very rapidly. He kept us on the trot. There is no way for me to give you my opinion as to how long it took Conley to go through that demonstration. There was no way to distinguish between the time he was acting and talking. I don't attempt to do that. The defendant objected to this testimony because 142.